Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Eloise Arnold with your local news briefing. Police are investigating an incident where a man was stabbed at a Condon residence last night. Police allege a 43-year-old man was stabbed in the stomach during an unprovoked attack. He was transported to Townsville University Hospital in a stable condition with injuries to his stomach and arm. A man and woman, believed to be known to the victim, have been arrested in relation to the incident. In other news, the Queensland Transport Workers Union has cautiously welcomed the state government's announcement to improve public transport safety. Bus drivers will be protected with more full safety barriers, while additional network officers will patrol public transport. TWU Director of Organising, Jared Abbott, says since COVID, there's been an increase in driver attacks.
We've seen an increase in assaults. We've seen different kind of attacks where passengers, or not all passengers obviously, but antisocial behaviour of certain passengers has increased, and things like spitting on and coughing at bus drivers has increased.
Parents and carers are being urged to add child vision screening to their back-to-school to-do list. The Primary School Nurse and Health Readiness Program is aimed at giving North Queensland prep kids the best start to their education. Nurse Julianne Douglas says poor vision can create problems with learning.
They can get headaches. They can also have trouble sleeping. They might get very tired. They can have behavioural problems. So it's just really important that we screen, get it early. They can get the help that they need.
Taking a look at local sport, Queensland has finished the 2023 Australian Indoor Hockey Championships with 5 gold medals. Our Queensland under-18 women maroon, under-15 boys maroon, under-15 girls maroon, under-13 girls fire and under-13 boys shots dominated the other states in the competition. A number of our other Queensland teams also brought home the silver.